Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Raleigh Marks, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, Simon and Steve.
So, let's get the show on the road. Let's talk about Australia endorsing the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance definition of anti-Semitism, and why is that significant?
Well, it's hugely significant because the IRA definition of anti-Semitism, which is the definitions by which we measure anti-Semitism. So the IRA in IRA stands for International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, and it defines the parameters of anti-Semitism, such as judging Israel to different standards, the demonizations of Jews, the Jewish state, the attempts to delegitimize the state of Israel. Some of the critics say, well, you know what's very unfair is that it doesn't allow for criticism of the state of Israel, which is not true. You know, nobody says you can't criticize Israel, but what we are saying is that you can't single out the state of Israel and say Israel has no right to exist. I mean, anybody who works in the Israeli space or lives in Israel will tell you straight that it's our national sport. But we know that anti-Semitism is rising to alarming levels around the world, and something has to be done to rein it in. And while this is not legally binding, states such as the United Kingdom, which were the first to adopt IRA, Canada, the United States, Germany, South Korea, interestingly enough, all have adopted IRA, along with countless organizations, sports clubs, the UK Premier League have adopted IRA. Let's hope they can do something to use it to stem in the horrendous anti-Semitism we see at football matches. Universities have adopted it, very important there, and businesses are starting to adopt it. So, there we have it, Australia adopting it, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, or ScoMo as he's called in Oz, said today, Australia, there is no place for anti-Semitism in Australia. This was addressing the International Forum Against Anti-Semitism, which is taking place in Malmo, very, very significant in Sweden. Malmo has been a hotspot for anti-Semitism in Europe. But he made this statement via video feed. He's still in lockdown. But this is an extraordinary, extraordinary moment.
It's also a hard sell when there are so many Jewish organizations who don't agree with this. I mean, I'm thinking about organizations such as J Street, who making the adoption of this definition really difficult.
Well, yes, and some organizations have come up with their own counter declaration called the Jerusalem Declaration. And, you know, their point of attack is them saying, you know, it's not democratic the way that it defines anti-Semitism. They're trying to get around the can't criticize Israel. But the statement clearly states, and I really encourage you to get online and to go have a look at what it says. You can Google IRA, the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance definition of anti-Semitism. It also bars Holocaust denial, and have a look at what it stipulates. And it makes very clear that you can criticize Israeli policies that you disagree with.
All right, let's move on to the very interesting subject of Lapid and Blinken talking about Iran. This against the background of increased enrichment and a possible or maybe not possible return to the negotiations.
Well, the foreign minister, that's Yair Lapid, has been in Washington for the last 3 days. He's met, yesterday we spoke, he met with Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, and he had a meeting with the U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, and it was the U.S. Secretary of State, Blinken, who says that time is running out for a return to the nuclear deal. Amongst the many things they discussed, this was probably the top priority. And he said other options are going to be on the table if diplomacy fails, and you can read into that what you want, but many are saying that this possibly or likely includes military options.
Ro, and Israel taking part or sending a delegation delegation to the World Climate Control. What's the correct word for this? The Climate Conference.
It's the COP conference. It's taking place in Glasgow. I'm not going to do my really bad Scottish accent. That's only for at least 1.5 whiskies. But it's taking place in the UK in Glasgow next week. There is a sizable delegation going from Israel, and world leaders will be there, including, you know, very, very vocal proponents of doing something to combat climate change, such as Prince Charles, Prince William, and the general consensus amongst countries is that something drastic needs to be done. Now, this is an area where Israel is potentially a world leader. Green climate environment is very much a priority for Israel. In fact, Israeli startups launching their own sort of Earthshot, not quite the size of Prince William's Earthshot, but looking for solutions in Israel to combat various issues like waste management, or how we deal with waste, like dealing with recycling, dealing with the climate change, dealing with the oceans, the air we breathe. So it's definitely a high list of priorities for countries around the world, and Israel will very much be taking part in this as well.
I'm very glad you explained that to me, because I truly was wondering, what is a country as small as Israel doing there? What does it have to bring to the party? And I forgot about all the technological innovation that it could bring. But I do want to ask you, Rolene, what on earth is happening in Beirut today?
Well, this is very interesting, but just before we get to Beirut, another area where Israel is a leader, where many people don't really pay attention, is in the area of conservation. Israel has played a significant role in the rehabilitation and the repopulation of bird species, bringing back to the country some species that were extinct. And also, and this is particularly of relevance to South Africans, successfully breeding rhinoceros in captivity. In fact, we've had several Olim, horned Olim from South Africa, who've come to Israel and managed to breed quite successfully. I don't know, maybe there's something in the air, maybe, I don't know, something about Israel, the Mediterranean. But yeah, nearly 40 rhinos have been born in captivity here in Israel as part of the fight to prevent them from becoming extinct. But let's go to Beirut, and protests today outside where it is believed that the investigation into last year's massive blast at Beirut port are underway. Now, protests were instigated by Hezbollah. Okay. No great surprises there. But it is believed, because they have been largely suspected of being responsible for the blast, but today, shockingly, factions clashed. This was Hezbollah and another group called Amal, and unfortunately 6 people were killed and at least 20 injured.
So reading this article made me think, given all the issues facing Lebanon, is there prospect of another civil war?
Lebanon is in rapid decline. We only have to look at the economy. We only have to look at what happened just last weekend when they were without power. Large swaths of the country were in complete darkness, no power. There are big issues with food security in Lebanon. It's a potential travesty on our doorstep. Israel has offered aid through the United Nations. It has yet to be accepted, but we are very, very concerned at the growing humanitarian crisis there.
Ro, we've still got a bit of time, so maybe I want to ask you for your comment on this horrific, horrific incident in Norway.
I actually have no words. I mean, one doesn't think or expect that in a country like Norway we're going to see this kind of terrorism. We now have it confirmed that it is likely to have been terror motives. The suspect has been arrested. If you haven't been following, Norway Security Agency says that the bow and arrow attack that killed 5 people today is an act of terrorism. The perpetrator was Danish, who is a convert to, we'll call it radical Islam. He's 57 years old. The victims were four women and a man. And it is believed that he went into a town called Koenigsberg. If you are Norwegian and I'm killing your language, please correct me. And shot them with a bow and arrow. Many of them were people just shopping in a supermarket. It's absolutely horrific. I know we had the massacre several years ago, believed to have been more white supremacist. This is more radical Islam, and it is just it's just shocking.
Rolin Marks, toda rabba lach, v'shabbat shalom.
Besimcha, shabbat shalom, sof shavua tov. Are there any I've left out?
No, you did good, Ro.